let's review some of the concepts and ideas from today's show. This music is distinctly American and could not have come into being without the presence of an African heritage brought here as a result of slavery. However, the people of African descent were distinctly American culturally at the time the music originated. Ragtime, blues, and the black church music were some significant African-American kinds of music that infused early jazz. Brass bands, marches, and society dance music were some of the other influences. New Orleans was a port city with a wide ethnic diversity and exposure to different cultures. Blacks, whites, and Creoles all played the music leading up to the birth of jazz, and all of those types, black, white, and Creole, played the early types of jazz. Ragtime music is notated, syncopated piano music that is not improvised and does not swing, necessarily. All light or entertainment music at this period was related to dancing. The blues is a rural African-American music. Bessie Smith, known as the Empress of the Blues, was one of the first great blues singers and was very popular. James Reese Europe was an African-American band leader, both civilian and military, who aspired to develop African-American music. Cornetist Buddy Bolden was probably the first musician to play in a style that might be called jazz. The Supreme Court decision in 1896 upholding the obviously unfair and stupid separate but equal facilities for blacks and whites affected the Creoles of New Orleans profoundly, and this resulted in many Creoles adapting the music of the uptown blacks. The Great Migration North began around 1910 as a result of race laws resulting from Plessy v. Ferguson. This helped spread the music to other cities, most notably Chicago, New York, and certain parts of California. The original Dixieland Jazz Band, white musicians from New Orleans, made the first jazz recordings in 1917. The music was hugely successful, very well received. Freddie Capard, a great black New Orleans cornetist, turned down a similar offer 2 years earlier. Stride piano was the earliest form of jazz piano involving a left-hand pattern alternating bass notes with chords, and the right hand playing technically demanding melodies with a high degree of embellishment and even improvisation. James P. Johnson was one of the earliest and most eloquent composers and pianists of early jazz. I'm very excited about our next show as we meet three exceptional musicians. We're going to hear some more Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, and then Big Spiderbeck. Until then, keep swinging. Thank you.